Roger, not you again.
I knew you'd be glad to see me.
Roger, I've been telling you for a week. There's nothing more I can do without taking more tests.
Oh, no, no tests.
Why? They're painless.
I know, but I haven't had a chance to study for them yet.
Roger, this is a free clinic, and there are other people waiting.
Oh, come on, how about my high blood pressure and my hypertension?
I just told you, we can't do any more without taking more tests.
Okay. You can start with my pulse here.
I took your pulse.
Oh, how about this hand?
Roger, really, this has gone far enough.
Far enough? Holding a wrist is your idea of far enough? Miss Clark, can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
How old are you?
22.
I thought so.
I'm 16.
I know.
But do you know that I'm not your typical 16-year-old kid?
Well,
Really? Hey, I got a lot of maturity packed into this 16-year-old body.
Well, Roger, as long as you're packed, why don't you take a trip?
Come in.
Miss Thomas, hi.
Hi.
D. Roger?
No, he's not in from school yet.
Oh, Miss Thomas, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's wrong with Raj?
Nothing. What makes you think there's something wrong with him?
Oh, I don't know. He's just not the same. He's moody, and you can't talk to him. And after school, he just splits.
That's right.
How do you know?
How do I know what?
What Dwayne just said.
Oh, because I heard him say it. See, I was sitting here only moments ago when the young lady was speaking. And when I was going to say my answer, I couldn't say it because Dwayne, I'll get it.
What's happening, everybody? Roger?
No.
Mrs. Thomas, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
What's wrong with Raj?
I don't know that there's anything wrong with him. Just because you and Dwayne haven't seen him for one or two days don't mean that there's something wrong with him.
Rabbit.
Hey, Rabbit.
Hey, how you doing?
Gene, come here a minute.
Yes, Mrs. Thomas?
Have you noticed anything wrong with Raj?
Mm-mm. Well, come to think of it, this morning I did see him putting chocolate syrup on his eggs.
What's wrong with that?
You know, Mrs. Thomas, I think that son of yours is in love. Mm-hmm.
I think the rabbit's right.
You do, huh?
Yeah. Who would know more about love than a rabbit?
Yeah.
Well, look how Raj is acting. He's walking around in a daze. He hasn't been to the soda shop in a week. He's not telling us where he's going. He must have a girlfriend.
But why wouldn't he tell us if he had a girlfriend, Rerun?
I don't know. Maybe there's something weird about him. Like she's ugly.
Ooh.
Okay, let's not jump to conclusions. When Roger comes home, we'll ask him. Now, you fellas feel like something to eat? I have a fresh pie in the kitchen.
I'll just have a little piece.
Good, I'll just have the rest of it.
Mom.
What, honey?
I may know what's wrong with Raj.
Well, speak up.
Well, Raj has been going to the free clinic after school every day this week.
Free clinic? How do you know?
I can't tell you, Mom.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
Look, Mama, before you yell at me, you should know that the Constitution of the United States says I have freedom not to speak as well as freedom to speak.
And the Constitution of the United States also says that I have the freedom to bear arms. And if you don't tell me what I want to know about Raj, I'm going to bear my arms right down to my bare hand and bear your behind.
You're right. The Constitution has a lot of faults. But all I can tell you, Mama, is that he's probably at the free clinic right this very moment.
How long have you known this?
All week. I didn't want to worry you. It could be nothing.
Hey, fellas, come in here.
Yes, Ms. Thomas.
Yes, Ms. Thomas.
Did Roger tell you anything about going to a free clinic?
Not to me.
You know what, Ms. Thomas?
What?
Raj said that some lady from the free clinic came to his health class last week mm-hmm. to talk about hypertension and high blood pressure among blacks mm-hmm. and said if anybody thinks that he or she has the symptoms, they should come down to the clinic.
That's about when Raj started disappearing after school.
Exactly. I think.
You think Raj would still be at that clinic right now?
He's there.
Well, if you'd like to go down there, Mrs. Thomas, I got my car out front.
Thank you, Jean. Let's go.
Can I come?
No, you stay here and clean up the mess in the kitchen.
The mess is in the living room.
Now, what I'm trying to say is, I may be only 16 in age, but I'm 23 years in experience.
That's nice.
You see, my mom and dad got divorced when I was young. I've been the man of the house ever since. Bold, brave. Able to make snap judgments. Wise beyond my years. Yet patient with a young sister who has needed the hand of a male figure quite often across her mouth.
Roger.
Look, Julie, I don't know how to say this, so I've written it down as a poem.
Hey, Roger, I'm busy.
Oh, no, no, listen, it only take a second. Listen to this. It's called Twilight Affair. I'm just 16, and what's worse, I've got a crush on a very old nurse.
Very old?
No, I'll explain it.
Oh, I'm sure.
But to me, she has youth. So let's face the truth. To be 22 is no curse.
Roger.
Yeah?
I think they've come for you.
You know, Dee was right, Mrs. Thomas. That boy is sick.
Come on, Mr. Twilight Affair.
The only possible way Dee could have known I'd gone to the clinic was if she had looked in my dresser drawer at my diary.
You keep a diary?
Well, it's more like a journal of little events in my life. It's for future use when I write my first screenplay.
I see. But how would you know whether she looked at it or not?
Oh, come on over here, Mama. Uh-huh. I'll show you something. You can see where Dee pried the lock open.
Oh, she wouldn't pry open the lock.
See these marks?
She pried open the lock.
All right, here it is. Proof positive.
Peanut butter.
That's right. Either Dee or Jimmy Carter has been reading my journal.
All right, Roger, you're right. Snooping is bad enough, but prying open someone's drawer is terrible. I want to straighten out that little busybody right now.
Are you going to spank her, Mama?
You can bet your life on that.
Oh, please don't do that.
And why not?
Because if you do that, she'll cry, then you'll feel awful, then you'll cry, then I'll come downstairs and say, please stop crying, everybody. Then you shout at me and say, it's all my fault.
This is true.
And besides, I got a better idea.
Wait a minute. You're not planning on playing a trick on her, are you?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Raj.
All right. After she reads this, she will be hooked.
If she reads it.
If she reads it. Mama, you know Dee, she'll read it.
You know, you're right again, Raj.
Mama, this whole story can make a great little movie.
Yeah. And I'd like to read it, too.
Yeah, I have to get a whole new journal to write it in.
The treat's on me. I'll get you a new one the first thing tomorrow.
Thank you, Mama.
But remember to put the new one someplace where your sister won't find it.
Hey, don't worry.
Mama!
Oh, up here, Dee!
I thought I heard you two up here. How come nobody said hello to me when you came home?
I had to get Roger right to bed.
You really sick, Raj?
I got a little headache and occasional lapse of memory.
Did Mama tell you I was the one who said you were at the clinic?
I don't remember.
And how did you know about that?
Gee, I don't remember either. I must be catching it from Raj. I'll get out of here.
Well, I gave her a chance to tell the truth.
This is gonna be fun.
Wait here. Oh, Claude. She's definitely here. Those are school books over there. She's not in the kitchen, so she gotta be upstairs.
She actually broke into your drawer and read your diary?
That's right.
Well, who ever heard of 11-year-old picking locks?
Are you kidding? When my brother Dewey was 11, he was driving a getaway car.
Was there anything in that journal about me?
There's something in there about all of us and everything we've ever done.
Everything?
What are you worried about?
See, Dee knows too much. That's why you guys have to help me teach her a lesson. Now, can I count on you?
Definitely. Right on.
Good. Now, remember, I got memory lapses, I'm seeing things, and I feel very weak.
Maybe we should come back when you're feeling better.
Rerun, that's what I wrote down in the journal.
All right.
Okay, are you sure she's gonna read it?
Positive. Just give her a little time.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. I've got memory lapses, I'm seeing things, and I feel very weak. Oh, boy, Roger's really sick. I always wanted his room, but not this way.
Dee's been up there long enough. You guys ready?
Uh-huh. Ready.
Get the door.
Anybody home?
Raj, that you? Okay, I'll be right there. Hi, Raj.
Hi.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. Why?
Oh, no reason. It's just that Rerun and Dwayne don't usually carry you home.
He's been acting funny, Dee. Is there anything wrong with him that you know about?
Well, I,
Is there?
How would I know?
Are you all right now, Rob?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. You can take me home now.
This is your home.
Of course. I recognize the wallpaper.
I think we better get Raj upstairs.
Oh, no. I can make it by myself.
Raj!
Yes, Mama?
We'll take care of him, dear. We'll take care of it.
Bye, Roger.
Poor Roger. Hello, Daddy. This is Dee. Listen, Roger's very sick. Now, I don't know what it is. No, Mama doesn't know. Well, I can't tell her because I don't want her to worry. Huh? I don't care if you worry. Well, can you come over and help Raj? But don't tell Mama I called you because she gets mad at me when I tell you things I don't tell her. Yeah, well, I read it in his diary. It says he has some big word, hype or something, which means he has memory lapses, a weakness, and lately he's been seeing things. Can you help Raj? Okay, bye.
You think Dee fell for it?
Are you kidding? Did you see the look on her face when my knees buckled?
Rod, you've got to write this down.
Yeah, man, this is gonna make a great story someday.
It's no time like the present.
What's that?
Well, since Dee found my old journal, I've started keeping a new one. She doesn't even know about this one. What time is it?
3:35
Thursday. The plan is working.
All right.
Right on.
Dee thinks I'm definitely sick and is very worried about me. I never thought she'd be this easy to fool. All right, come on. Let's hurry up on down there and get started on again. Anybody home?
Raj, I thought you were going to take a rest.
I did. How much sleep can a person take?
8 hours is plenty.
8 hours?
Would you like to go for a walk, Rog?
Yeah, some fresh air do you good.
Ah, fresh air. That's what I like best about living here in the Yukon.
Rog, maybe you shouldn't go.
You know, I am kind of tired. What's your name?
D.
And I'm Rog.
You better not.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yo, we gotta get going.
Okay.
Don't go. Stay here.
No, we gotta go. Come on, Rerun.
Yeah, so long, Rog.
They said so long to you.
You're
right. Right. Well.
D.
I think I'm gonna go and get some milk.
Okay.
For our cat.
What cat? We don't have a cat.
We don't? Then what happened to our cat?
We never had a cat.
Then what's that in the bathtub playing with the pony?
Oh, brother.
You know, I am getting a little tired. I think I'll just turn in.
Say hi to the pony for me.
Okay. You're a nice little boy.
Hi, Dee. Yeah, where's Roger?
I think he's upstairs taking a bath with the pony.
What? Hey, Roger! Mama? Roger, come on down here, boy.
You gonna tell him how I found out?
Don't worry.
Roger!
Coming.
Dee, go upstairs. Let me talk to Roger alone for a minute.
All right, Daddy, but just a minute. I'm going upstairs now. You, Rog, are gonna stay down here and talk to Dad. Me, Dee, is going upstairs.
Right. Oh, by the way, would you mind making my bed? I was too weak to do it.
Okay.
Thank you. What's up, Daddy?
Roger, your sister seems to think you're not feeling well.
Oh.
Looking for your pony, Roger?
I just wanted to make sure that Dee couldn't hear me.
Uh-huh. Well, what is Dee gonna hear, Roger?
Well,
hello, Mabel.
Shh, come on, Mom.
Bill, what's going on here?
Don't ask me.
My plan seems to be working perfectly. Only poor Daddy got caught in the middle. Dee called him up after she read my journal.
I see.
Yeah, I see, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I can see I got a completely crazy family here.
Poor Rog.
Boy, I don't believe this whole family. I mean, and you, Mabel. Especially you, of all people, playing this kind of a practical joke on your own daughter?
Our daughter needed a lesson. Now I'm gonna call her down here and straighten out this mess.
Dee!
Yes, Mama?
Come on down here, honey.
Well, that girl had me worried after death.
Oh, thank you for your concern, Daddy.
Oh, thank you for your concern, Daddy.
Well, you better not never do this again.
Yes, sir.
Dee, we have something to tell you, honey.
No, Mom, I have something to tell you and Rog, because I feel bad. Because he's so sick, and I was so bad.
He ain't sick.
Yes, he is, Daddy. He has ponies in the bathtub, and memory lapses, and weakness. Rog, I broke into your drawing. I'm sorry. I read your journal, and that's how I knew he was going to the clinic, Mama. And I was bad, and I was wrong. And Rog, please get better.
Oh, it's all right, baby. It's all right. We knew you did it. Don't cry, honey.
I can't help it. I love Rod so much, and he's so sick. Take me!
Now, you see? Huh? You see what you did?
Dee, I'm not sick. I'm not sick at all.
Yes, you are. You just forgot.
No, baby, he just pretended to be sick. He's really fine.
You're just saying that to make me feel good. I'm rotten and evil.
Uh-huh. Now, you see? See what playing a practical joke can do? You done got my little girl all upset. Come here, baby.
Rog, run upstairs and get you a new journal and so you can prove to Dee that this whole thing was a terrible joke.
Okay, Mom. I will get it.
You see, sweetheart, he's okay. And he'll prove in his journal that we tricked you into believing that he was sick.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
Mama, it's not here.
It's gotta be there.
Not necessarily.
What's that?
That's the journal Roger's looking for. You knew it all the time, didn't you?
Yep. Good, wasn't I?
Now, you see? You see what playing a practical joke can do, Mabel? You even got your own daughter playing practical jokes, too. Roger is up there trying to find a book that's down here, and everybody's all upset. I sure hope you learn something from this.
It's not here!
Well, keep on looking for it, Roger. You'll find it.
Bill!
Just a little practical joke, Mabel. Let me see it.
So Dee stuck it to you again, huh?
Yeah, she found this dumb book and really fooled us all. But it'll make a great ending to a movie someday.
She always gets away with murder.
Not this time. She was grounded for a week for breaking into my drawer.
Hey, listen. Why didn't you tell us in the first place you were going down there to see that nurse?
Because. Well, she was too ugly. And I know how you guys would laugh at me if I wasn't with one of my usual foxes.
So why'd you do it?
A little charity case. If I didn't do it, who would? That poor girl probably never had a date in her whole life. I thought I'd try to bring a little sunshine into her dreary social life.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Rabbit.
Hey, Rabbit.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey, Roz, you remember Julie, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Come on, baby. Let's go into the kitchen and defrost the fridge.